Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
Anything you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or just send a cheeky little text to 81199 and the posh lady from Radio 4 will read them out and we'll answer them. First one.
Hi, Scott. I was at your set at Newcastle University Union on Friday.
Pretty good.
And I had a great night. Just thought I'd let you know, after you left, the sweaty white towel which you had been using during the set was thrown into the crowd. Despite all the screaming girls trying to catch it, it landed on me.
Seriously, who wants a sweaty towel? It was really hot in there.
Who has a towel at all of the... That's gross, Scott.
Why is that gross?
Well, you sweat so much you need a rag.
It was so hot in there. So hot. Like, you don't... You need to come to one.
Oh, I really don't.
Sweat dripping off the walls.
So you just stand there, toweling yourself off, and then you give it to her, throw it away as if anyone's going to go, oh, me, me.
I think you'll find that they said after I left, they chucked it into the audience. That wasn't anything to do with me. Who wants me towel? No, I wouldn't do that.
My mates thought this was a great opportunity to make a few quid selling it on eBay.
Really not.
However, the girl next to me asked what I wanted for it, and I said, just a kiss. She gave me one, so I gladly handed it over. My mates couldn't believe it. They thought I'd given away a fortune. I, on the other hand, thought I'd got a bargain. A kiss off of a pretty girl for your sweaty towel.
Minging.
What do you reckon, Scott? Was it a good deal? Dan.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got anything, to be honest. Why would you do that? I wish they wouldn't chuck them out. That's horrible. What? That's just disgusting. It is, though.
Why don't you take it home next time, wash it, and then take it to the next gig?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I'm going to look for it on eBay to see if she's sold it now she got the kiss.
Why would you do that? Anyway, that's weird.
Well, maybe you could put it in the classifieds.
Someone just sent a text saying, sniff it, mon. Don't know what that means. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, and the one who doesn't speak, and the posh lady from Radio 4.
Hello.
My name is Michael, and I currently live in Berlin, Germany, where I'm working as a bar manager at a large hotel. I'm a massive fan of your show, and I'm downloading your podcast every day.
Well, thank you very much. That's really good to know. You can subscribe to the Scott Mills podcast by going to bbc.co.uk/radio. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. If you miss any of our bits, and it's free and stuff.
Now, I have a friend at work. He is from London, by the way, and he is working as a beef eater at the hotel. The bar is in an English gentleman's club style. Now, this beef eater is doing the opening ceremony every day at 6 p.m. At this time, we're playing the toll of Big Ben. After this, the beef eater is opening the curtains and the bar is ready to serve. I'm listening now with the beef eater every day to your amazing show.
Well, this is good, isn't it?
I don't quite know what to say to that, but I really, really want to go there.
So do I. Let's go.
But here is the actual reason why I'm writing to you.
That wasn't even it.
A few days ago on your show, you were mentioning Amy Winehouse playing a bit worse for wear the piano at her holiday resort hotel in St. Lucia.
Yes, we were.
Then you mentioned that a while ago, Amy Winehouse and friends were kicked out of a London hotel for playing the piano there. Now, I was this bar manager at the famous American bar at the Savoy Hotel in London, who had to ask Amy Winehouse, Michael Bubble and friends to leave the bar.
Wow, so we've got an email from a person that is now with a beef eater who's about to open the curtains, but once chucked Michael Bubble and Amy Winehouse out of the American bar, the Savoy. Wow. I didn't know that Amy Winehouse and Michael Bubble were friends. They seem an unlikely partnership.
On this day, Amy Winehouse and friends came to the bar in a very bad condition. Amy and friends asked me after a while if they could play the piano. I didn't want to be unpolite and told them they could, but only if the other guests were fine with that. Bubble played the piano and Amy tried to sing, but she couldn't get out a word since she had a few more martinis. After Amy fell off the chair 3 times, I was asked by a few regular guests to stop this drama. So I went to Amy and Michael Bubble and asked them to stop this because my guests complained about their performance. The next day, there was a nice article in a newspaper where they said that Amy and friends were kicked out of the hotel because the snobby bar manager were not happy with Amy's performance.
This is maybe my favourite email that we've ever got on Dear Scott.
Scott and team, once again, you have a big fan here in Germany, listening to your show every day. And I also hope that the posh lady will read my email as well. P.S. German telly is great.
Yes, it is. We've discovered that already. We've got lots of our favourite shows are from Germany. Thank you very much to that person. Please email back anytime you fancy it, because that was great. Really good.
I so want to go to that Beefeater bar with them.
I want to go out with Amy Winehouse and Michael Bublé. It sounds brilliant. Next.
Dear Scott, I have just started working on a project with a person called Lisa Corbin. Every time I speak to her, I want to say...
I know what's coming now, don't you?
...horse for one bin. It then goes round my head for the rest of the day. Can you edit it out of the podcast in future to aid my rehabilitation? Love ya, Darren. P.S. Can the one that doesn't speak have his name changed to the one that doesn't speak but giggles in the corner?
He does tend to do that, yeah. You're not wrong. That's horrible. Don't be mean to Lisa... horse for one bin. Next.
Dear Scott, as an English person living in Vienna, I travel through the airport regularly, primarily because I'm a pilot for Austrian Airlines. I do, however, have no idea what these magazines are you found there. If you'd like me to pick some up for you, I'd happily send them on.
No.
Anthony, off of Vienna, or as the Austrians call it, Vienne.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony, for the kind offer. But having been to that airport, I...
I've got enough already?
I've got some. No, I didn't buy any.
Subscription?
No. There's just some... They had magazines in Vienna Airport that I've not seen in any other airport ever.
You've been to a lot of airports.
I have been to quite a few airports. And, they have a very wide selection of magazines from all over the world, but not these ones. These were different ones.
Enough to make you want to learn German?
To be honest, it was the only thing to do at Vienna Airport. Well, no, because it's not that big. It's quite small.
Really?
The airport. And you can have a coffee and stuff, but I had to wait like 5-6 hours. So there's only so much coffee you can drink. So I just went several times, went to look at the magazines again, because there's nothing else to do. Back me up, anyone that's been to Vienna Airport. What? Anyway.
You're rustling in your coat again.
Please, I know. Maybe I'll take this off. Please don't send any answer. Fine. Next.
Hi, Scott. A friend of mine has just rung to say I got a mention on your show today. I am that Mrs. Fleming. Made me think about lots of good times at school.
Oh my God, this is my teacher who I said everyone fancied at school. The fit one, Mrs. Fleming.
That camping trip was great, but I'm not sure it would get past the health and safety police today.
What on earth did you do on that trip?
I can't remember. But what wouldn't get past health and safety that we did then at school on our school trip to the New Forest? Mrs. Fleming, if you could email back and tell me exactly what we did do, that'd be good, because I, for the life of me, can't remember.
By the way, I've been married to that boyfriend for the last 26 years.
Oh.
There were some great characters in that upper band class. Have you stayed in touch with any of them? I'm still teaching, and I still love it. With best wishes, Alison Fleming.
Right. Were you in band class or upper band, which is like the really brainy class?
No, I wasn't in brainy class.
Well, that's what she just said. You were in the upper band.
I think she must have the wrong Scott, I think, because that wasn't me. I really wasn't in upper band. Mm. I didn't even know there was an upper band. And I certainly can't remember anything much about the camping trip, apart from Mrs. Fleming walking through the forest. All the boys were like, oh, Mrs. Fleming's fit, Mrs. Fleming's fit. And then saw her with a boyfriend and were like, oh, rubbish, there's our chance. Even though as 14-year-old boys, we probably didn't have much of one in the first place, to be honest. Yeah, so thanks, Mrs. Fleming, for emailing in to Dear Scott. That's weird. A lot of my ex-teachers listen. Mrs. Talbot listens.
What does she teach you?
She taught English. She's the one with a Scott Mills table.
What's that?
She's got a Scott Mills table in her class.
What? Does that... Have you made it? Or
no,
you
get
face
to,
on it?
No, she calls it the Scott Mills table, and sometimes you considered it.
What, if you've been naughty?
I don't know. And also Mrs. Church listens. Hi, Mrs. Church.
Is it like on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, except you haven't got a star in Hollywood, you've just got a table in a school
Eastleigh.
In Southampton?
That's right, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, same, same.
She gave me one, so I gladly handed it over.
Right, what's that?
That was from the... That was all it took to get your towel.
Oh, I see, right, that from earlier, that... That was just there, and I thought, I'll play that. And
she gave me one, so I gladly handed it over.
I didn't know what that was, thank you.
You need to learn the piano, you just need to have a sweaty Scott Mills towel.
Yes, you do. Apparently, a lot of people saying it wasn't Michael Bublé with Amy Winehouse.